Now, as you think about these laws of prosperity, remember, friends, that prosperity may be as much as 98% mental preparation and 2% outer action. And so we get definite about prosperity so that prosperity can get definite about us. And let's declare it together. I get definite about prosperity so that prosperity can get definite about me. Good. And so first we get definite about prosperity in writing. And then second, as our summary sheet says, we get definite about prosperity through the idea of pictures, and we'll talk about that tomorrow night. And third, we can get definite about prosperity through prosperous words. And this is a very interesting way to become prosperous. A way to create your prosperity mentally first is by speaking prosperous words. Now, we have said here to turn the great energy of your thinking upon ideas of plenty. And you will have plenty, regardless of what people about you are doing or saying. One way that you can turn the great energy of your thinking upon ideas of plenty is through your words. Any person who does not know the power of the spoken word is behind the times. The word utter and the word outer have the same root meaning. What you utter becomes outer in your world. Now, sometimes we just don't get definite enough in our words, even when we have known about the power of the spoken word. For instance, a lady said that Christmas was coming and she needed more money one time, and so she consulted a friend who knew about this philosophy, and her friend said, "Just declare now that you have plenty to share and to spare. And say this every day between now and Christmas." And so every day for a little while, this lady would make this statement aloud. "I have plenty to share and to spare." And she said that Christmas, people kept giving her fruitcake, and she had plenty of fruitcake to share and to spare. But what she really needed was more money, you see. And when she had gone to the friend, this was the little formula the friend had given her. Now, she had not gotten definite enough in her words about what she wanted to share and to spare. And so she got plenty of fruitcake, but that wasn't what she needed. She needed more money. And she said she learned from this to get definite about her words. All right, now let's declare it. My words are charged with prospering power. You see, so often our words haven't been. My words are charged with prospering power. Together. My words are charged with prospering power. Good. And so one of the ways that you can turn the great energy of your thinking upon ideas of plenty is through your words. Your words are charged with a great deal of energy, with a great deal of prospering power. The word utter and the word outer have the same root meaning. What you utter becomes outer in your world. And so if you would have more prosperity come to you, speak definite words. This helps to bring it about. Do not expect a general success statement to produce a definite, specific result for you. We have talked in television interviews recently about how the Bible is filled with success symbology and with prosperity teaching. The great people of the Bible seem to know about the power of the spoken word, and they often got definite about prosperity. They often got definite with their words. For instance, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "Give us this day our daily bread." It was a rather definite prosperity decree. Now, it has been estimated that the spoken word of prosperity can speed up results as much as 80%. And that's the reason that people in this type of prosperity seminar get results within 24 hours. Many of you have already mentioned to me things that have happened to you here. And this is the reason, because we begin immediately speaking prosperous words. And it has been estimated that the spoken word of prosperity can speed up results as much as 80%. Most success courses that you attend, you sit and listen to a lot of theory, you see. But when right there in the midst of that state of prosperous thinking, right then when you begin to speak prosperous words, this can speed up and accelerate results as much as 80%. It is the spoken word of abundance that brings abundance to you most quickly. It is the spoken word of abundance that brings abundance to you most quickly. Now, I have seen people use these ideas for a long time with amazing results. This idea of speaking forth prosperous words every day. One writer has said that for every 15 minutes of reading that you do, you should speak forth prosperity statements for 5 minutes. And again, this is one reason why many people do not get results. They read all kinds of books on the subject, and they have all kinds of marvelous theories, but they do not release that tremendous energy through the spoken word, you see. For every 15 minutes of reading you do, it has been suggested that you speak forth success words and success statements for 5 minutes. Reading about prosperity and success isn't enough. It is the spoken word of abundance that gathers it to you. Now, I know a man who went from a very mundane job to an executive position within a matter of several months. And he said that the way he did it was by speaking forth words of success every night out loud. He did it while he was out walking his dog in the neighborhood around the block every night. And he did this on purpose. He said his wife was not interested in these ideas and would not have understood it had she heard him speaking forth words about prosperity and success around the house. So he kept quiet there. But he deliberately took the dog out walking every night so that he could feel free to speak forth words of prosperity and success. And it worked. He said that within a few months, he had a far better job at several times his previous income. That happened to that man 10 years ago, and he has continued to thrive and prosper, and he continues to speak forth words of success and prosperity privately every day. All right, it is the spoken word of abundance that brings it to you most quickly. Reading about these ideas isn't enough, you see. For every 5 minutes of reading and study, for every 15 minutes of reading and studying that you do, it is wise to speak forth words of success and prosperity for at least 5 minutes. Now, one thing I like about this prosperity sheet, these prosperity statements on this decree sheet, friends, are some that have been gathered over a 25-year period. And each one of these statements on this sheet has worked for someone beautifully, perhaps for many people many times. But these are all very powerful statements because they have been proved before they were ever put on this sheet. Now, on the inside, number 4 is a marvelous one. I have a large, steady, dependable, permanent financial income now. Every day, in every way, I am growing more and more financially prosperous now. Let's use the whole statement together. I have a large, steady, dependable, permanent financial income now. Every day, in every way, I am growing more and more financially prosperous now. You see, you aren't just saying you're prosperous, you're saying you're financially prosperous. Remember what we said last night, that prosperity includes peace, health, and plenty. And I've heard people say, oh, well, since prosperity includes peace, health, and plenty, I'm prosperous because I have peace and health, but I don't have plenty yet, but I'm prosperous. And so the way to bring prosperity is to get more definite. I am financially prosperous. You see, I am financially prosperous. Not just prosperous, but financially prosperous. And so that's what this statement says. Every day in every way, I am growing more and more financially prosperous. Now, let's take it again together. every day, in every way, I am growing more and more financially prosperous now. I suggest to anyone that they set aside some time every day and speak forth words of prosperity, whether you believe them or not at first. If you will begin to speak them every day anyway, it will make a believer of your subconscious mind and that emotional and feeling nature. And when that subconscious feeling nature has absorbed those ideas, then it will go to work and your words will come to pass. And so start declaring prosperous words, whether you believe them or not, whether they seem to be true in your life or not. Declare them anyway. This begins to open your mind to prosperity in definite ways. Now, another statement that you find is number 6. I give thanks for quick and substantial increase in my financial income. Now, let's declare it together. I give thanks for a quick and substantial increase in my financial income now. A teacher needed extra income, and she began to use this statement every day. And she said it out loud for a few minutes every day. I give thanks for quick and substantial increase in my financial income now. And almost immediately, she got the idea to apply for a part-time job at a fashionable shop where she would work one night a week and on Saturdays. She did apply for work, and she was hired. And not only did she enjoy increased income, but the job of working in beautiful surroundings and with beautiful merchandise gave her a change of pace. And she enjoyed that job very much until she continued using the idea and expanded into something far better. But this was the start, using this idea. I give thanks for a quick and substantial increase in my financial income now. A businessman went from a $12,000 a year job to a $25,000 a year job within 6 weeks from the time he started using definite prosperity statements. All right, let's use number 5 together. Large sums of money, big, happy financial surprises, and rich, appropriate gifts now come to me under grace in perfect ways for my personal use, and I use them wisely. Now, we always add "for my personal use" because otherwise you may find yourself handling large sums of money for somebody else, you see. It often happens to people who do not know to declare it for themselves. A salesman told me that after he began to use prosperity affirmations every day, that he said the first day after he did this, he went out and made one of the biggest sales of his life. And the statement he used was this: everything and everybody prospers me now. Everything and everybody prospers me now. Let's declare it together. Everything and everybody prospers me now. The other half of that is, and I prosper everything and everybody now together. And I prosper everything and everybody now. And then a professional man in retirement inherited unexpectedly, he had no idea this was going to come, he inherited unexpectedly $250,000. After he started using some of these prosperity statements, again, every day. It happened within 6 months from the time that he started using some of these prosperity statements, aloud every day. A woman told me that she sold her first piece of real estate in a year after she started saying prosperity affirmations every day. You see, it's like this rich universe is just filled with abundance for us. But until we speak forth definite words, we do not open our minds. We do not become a channel through which that substance and supply can come through to us. And so when you begin to speak prosperous words every day, it's amazing how quickly the good that seems to have been hovering around you begins to come to you. I now work wonders in my life with prosperity affirmations. I now work wonders in my life with prosperity affirmations. Let's declare it together. I now work wonders in my life through with prosperity affirmation. Let's take it a step further. I now work financial wonders in my life with prosperity affirmations together. I now work financial wonders in my life with prosperity affirmations. And you say, yes, but why? Why are prosperity statements so powerful? All right, it's an ancient teaching again. It's a universal law. The ancient people seem to intuitively know all of these great ideas. Now, they knew why statements, prosperity statements spoken can be so powerful, because they knew about the dynamics of sound. We call it vibration. They knew about the dynamics of sound. The ancient people knew that every spoken word has tremendous power, and by a certain arrangement of words, such as a prosperity statement, by speaking forth a certain arrangement of words over and over, such as in a prosperity statement, tremendous vibratory forces can be set up in the invisible that profoundly affect substance and produce results. We become kind of a broadcasting station, you see, for rich ideas and for rich results when we speak forth prosperous words. And so it is true. You can work wonders in your life by declaring prosperity statements out loud for even 5 minutes a day. A lady who went from rags to riches within 20 years said that this had been her method, that she had been widowed and left with children and so on to rear alone. And she went into business on a shoestring. And she did so by declaring prosperity and success every day. And she said that one time early when she was starting out, she desperately needed $100. That was a lot of money to her at that point. She needed $100. And so she walked the floor and declared prosperity statements. She did not know what else to do. And as she walked the floor and declared prosperity statements, her secretary opened a file cabinet, and was looking for a particular file. And in that file cabinet, she just happened to find, stuck on the back of an old file folder, 5 old, dirty $20 bills. And this lady said she had never done business like that. There wasn't any reason for 5 old, dirty $20 bills to be in a file folder. But there they were anyway. It was one of those rather mysterious things. And she said that over the years, she began to prosper as she continued to meet every need by first declaring prosperity statements. And she had some very practical demonstrations of prosperity, and she had some rather mystical ones, too. But nevertheless, the idea worked for her. She went from rags to riches in 20 years. She retired at the age of 50. Now, at another period, much later, when her business had grown and she'd prospered considerably, but she was still proving these ideas, one time in an attempt to meet a payroll for her employees, she began to declare prosperity affirmation. She had a big payroll to meet and did not have any ready cash. And so as she walked the floor again and declared prosperity statements, a stranger walked into her store, and he offered to buy a piece of property that he said she owned down the street. And she explained to him that she only wished she owned that piece of property because it was a very valuable piece of property. And he explained to her that she did own the property. She didn't believe him. She telephoned her lawyer, and her lawyer said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, you do own that piece of property. He said, your father, who was now deceased, left that piece of property for you as an investment, but didn't want you to know about it, and so I have been taking care of it all these years. But your father felt that someday you might need that piece of property, and he wanted you to have it as an investment or as security. And the lady said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do need that piece of property right now to sell. And so within a few hours from the time that she started declaring prosperity affirmations to meet the payroll, She sold a piece of property she didn't even know that morning she owned and met the payroll and had money to spare. Now, the good thing about it is this. As we begin to declare prosperous words, we grow out of that strained vibration, that strained financial vibration where we have to speak prosperity statements for the next loaf of bread or the next pair of shoes or to meet the next stringent demand. We grow out of that, you see, into a world of greater abundance. But it's good to know that this is a technique that works for us. And people who use these ideas to prosper find that they have to continue using them to continue prospering. I've seen people use these methods and become prosperous and then become self-assured, and it didn't last. Because the same method, the same mental technique that gives you greater good is the same mental technique that you're going to need to keep it, you see. During the Depression years, a housewife daily gathered her children around the kitchen table because she knew this idea about speaking forth prosperous words. Her husband was out of work. He was not interested in these ideas, and so she said nothing to him about them. Every day, while he was out looking for work, she would gather her children around the kitchen table. And for a few minutes, they would declare this statement for this man. You have a wonderful job with a wonderful pay. You render a wonderful service in a wonderful way. It was a little prosperity jingle. And they declared this over and over, and it worked. At the height of the Depression, her husband came home one day and said that he had been offered a job in the bonding business if he could raise just $25. And so, at the height of the Depression, he went into the bonding business after they raided the sugar bowl and took $25. And that business grew until it is now worth $250,000. This lady said to me recently, that $25 became $250,000 when I continued to speak prosperity affirmations over the years. Furthermore, the children that helped her say those prosperity affirmations during the Depression are now, of course, all grown, and they're all very prosperous people, too. All right, be definite in your words about prosperity if you want prosperity to be definite about you. All right, let's declare it. My words are charged with prospering power. Together. My words are charged with prospering power. Now, friends, remember what we said last night. By using any of these ideas, by using prosperity statements, you are not trying to force the universe or anybody in it to give you anything. You are only trying to open your mind to receive the abundance that the universe has for you and that is yours by, as we say, divine right. You're only trying to open your mind to receive that which is yours, a realm of lavish abundance. There once was an engineer in England who had heard about these ideas and decided to investigate them so he could expose them as a hoax. He quickly discovered that they were no hoax. He became fascinated with the power of thought. He became so fascinated that later he left his engineering profession to become a success and prosperity teacher. Now, he made the change of professions so suddenly that when he decided to begin teaching these ideas, he actually had very little money at the time, but he was convinced of the power of the ideas. And so he decided to spend just 15 minutes a day for 1 year affirming prosperity, ease, money, comfort, and success for himself every day. Within a matter of weeks, he had demonstrated prosperity to the extent that he never had to worry about prosperity again. And so it's an interesting idea to work with. Now, friends, along with speaking forth definite prosperity decrees every day and doing it privately and doing it out loud, also it's good to write out prosperity statements every day. But along with your definite prosperity statements, another way to create your prosperity mentally first in words is this. Be careful of your casual words. Be careful of your casual conversation. Often the casual word of success, as expressed in general conversation, produces tremendous results quickly, whereas casual words of failure, of financial problems, of indebtedness, of financial limitation of any kind can scare away your good. It can dissipate the prosperity or the success you already have, and it can block any more from getting through to you. The people who prosper the most, say the least, talk the least about financial matters. The people who make the least usually talk the most, you see. The people who make the least usually talk the most about it, and so they keep working hard because they never accumulate anything in inner or outer ways. Their talk, their conversation keeps dissipating their goods. The people who make the least talk the most about it. The people who make the most talk the least about it. Now, we can take a lesson from the truly wealthy people who say very little about their wealth. You know, there was an article not too long ago about all of the invisible millionaires in the Wall Street Journal. And it was talking about how many tremendously wealthy people there are in this country that we never hear anything about, because they've learned this idea. The more prosperous they become, the quieter they become in order to maintain it, you see. All right, casual words can make you or break you financially. Idle conversation can deplete your good, dissipate it, and scare it away. I like the story that the man told me about the time after he began to use prosperity laws. And he invested $20,000 in the stock market. He felt guided to do it, and he had the money. And so he invested $20,000 in the stock market. Now, he immediately lost that $20,000 in the stock market, but he never said a word about it. He never even told his wife. Most of all, he never even told his wife. Now, he had learned this idea of keeping quiet about financial matters, and he kept saying, "It'll come back to me multiplied. If I can just keep my peace and keep my cool, it will come back to me multiplied." He continued to use prosperity affirmations, and he very soon began to prosper. He made a fortune in the market in a very short length of time, so that his wife never knew he had lost the $20,000, you see. He kept just as quiet after he made his fortune as he had when he had lost the $20,000. Because this man realized that he must stabilize his words if he wanted to stabilize his financial affairs. He must be prosperous in his words if he wanted to have prosperity in his financial affairs. And so watch your words. Get very quiet about your financial affairs, because you can talk away your good. Because of the power of words, whatever a person voices, that he begins to attract to him. Whatever a person voices, he begins to attract to him. You can prove this idea in simple ways. For instance, I once was in a city getting ready to do a prosperity lecture, and I was in an office where they were making all the arrangements, and the telephone rang. And the secretary in that office knew these ideas. And some lady telephoned in and said, "Oh, I'd love to get to that prosperity lecture tonight, but I don't have any transportation." And that secretary turned those words right around, and she said, "Oh, yes, my dear, you have perfect transportation, and you'll be at this lecture tonight, and I'll look forward to seeing you there." Now, I'm not sure I would have had the courage to have been so positive in words. And I kind of looked at her, you know. She said, oh, yes, you'll have perfect transportation. You'll be at this lecture tonight, and I'll look forward to seeing you there. 5 minutes later, the telephone rang again. The lady said, you're right, I'm coming to the prosperity lecture. My brother just came by, and he's interested, and he's bringing me, you see. And so it's an interesting idea. The power of the word. What a person voices, he begins to attract. And so speak the word the way you want things to be in your life, regardless of conditions of the moment. Because the words that you speak are so powerful, they will go out into the ethers to begin to change conditions to conform to what you have spoken. The law of demonstration, then, the law of results, is that what you desire to do and to be, you should declare daily that you can do and be, and that you're already doing it, and that you're already being it. It's a powerful idea. Now, friends, words of praise are so tremendous, too, for prosperity. Look at number 9 on the inside of your decree sheet. I praise my world now. I praise my financial affairs now. All the wealth that has not come to me in the past is manifesting riches for me now. Let's declare it together. I praise my world now. I praise my financial affairs now. All the wealth that has not come to me in the past is manifesting for me now. Good. You see, the word praise, whatever you praise, you increase. We've said that whatever you criticize, you decrease. Whatever you praise, you increase. Because the power of praise is to increase. Whatever you praise, you increase. Now, in the little paperback book, The Dynamic Laws of Healing, we have a whole chapter about the power of praise and how you can increase good in all phases of your world through words of praise. And in that book, we've talked about the fact that praise can heal the sick pocketbook. A sick pocketbook responds to words of praise. You see, people sometimes neglect to give thanks and to be grateful for so long that things get very bad for them. We have all had hardships because we have neglected the attitude of gratitude. If you have financial problems, it may be because you have been ungrateful and cynical. There is nothing that will empty your pocketbook and your bank account quicker than the cynical, ungrateful state of mind. There is an old proverb, the ungrateful never escape. If you have certain challenges in your life which you have been unable to resolve or to escape, check your words to see if you've been ungrateful. So long as you remain cynical, you will never solve those problems. They will only multiply. But when you cast off bitterness and resentment through declaring words of praise, your bounty increases, your prosperity increases. And we have the story in Dynamic Laws of Healing about the businesswoman that proved that your bounty and your prosperity increases through words of praise. This was a lady who had gotten very critical and very cynical about all of her bills. She had been condemning her ability to pay these bills. She had been criticizing the bills. She had been criticizing the unexpected experiences that had brought on these bills, this additional expense. She had even condemned her usual channels of supply, saying that they were insufficient. And the stronger she got in her critical words, the more her income just seemed to dry up, you see, because her critical words just dissipated her good, just scared away her good. Finally, she learned about the power of the word, and she learned about the power of words of praise. She began to realize her error. And so she went into a room by herself, and she began to speak forth words of praise. She took her bills that she owed, she put them in her hand, and she praised them. She said, I praise you as the perfect creation of divine bounty now. She went over to the closet where her unpaid clothes were hanging, And instead of criticizing her clothes, she literally laid her hands on those clothes and she said, I praise these clothes as a perfect creation of divine bounty now. She went around the house and for different items in her home that for which she owed money, she simply declared that she praised them as the perfect creation of divine bounty now. She did this for about an hour. She took her checkbook and her wallet in her hand and she praised them as being filled with divine bounty. After about an hour, she got to feeling very prosperous and she had a feeling that somehow things were going to be all right for her. About an hour later, she received a long-distance telephone call. And it was an offer of special work that she was to do immediately on the weekend. It was work that would not interfere with her usual job. And because it had to be accomplished right away at a special time, it would pay her the equivalent of a month's pay on her regular job. And so with this sudden doubled income, she was a little later able to meet her financial obligations. And so she proved the power of words. She proved that when you get cynical about your financial affairs, they get cynical about you. And she proved that words of praise will pay the bills. Let's declare it. Words of praise will pay the bills together. Words of praise will pay the bills. Words of praise prosper me now together. Words of praise prosper me now. Good. You see, again, it's a secret teaching from the past, friends. The ancient people felt that it was good to have a secret motto, a secret word, a secret text to hold to in time of trial. And they felt that if you held to a secret text or a secret word in times of trial, that that secret text would rearrange your affairs and bring you through to victory. And so it's a marvelous idea to work with. Now, along with speaking forth definite words, and along with our casual conversations, it's interesting to think about how we can use these ideas for other people. Because sometimes people around us are the ones we want to help the most, and perhaps they aren't aware of these ideas or aren't yet ready to accept them. A janitor's wife learned the power of the casual spoken word and of how we can put it to work constructively for people around us. Her husband had been working for the same business firm for 15 years. They had informed him they were paying him a top salary for a man in his field. They would pay him no more. That he need not expect any more raises in pay, and that no other firm would pay him more in the city. Now, he had accepted this statement from them as true, and he was in a state of financial despair. His wife, though, knew the power of words, and so she simply said to him, "Things are going to get better for us financially. Our income will increase." And he only shook his head at this statement because it just didn't seem, there didn't seem to be any way it could happen. But she said it over and over. Things are going to get better for us financially. Our income will increase. One day, this man received a letter from the lieutenant governor of the state saying that they needed a man to head up the janitorial department at the state capitol, which was located in the town where this man lived. The letter stated that this man had been recommended for the job and asked him if interested to apply. He did apply, and in a few days he was interviewed and hired at a beginning salary of $150 more per month than he had previously made. And to a man in his position, that seemed like a tremendous increase. As a state employee, he also would receive the fringe benefits of graduated pay increases, of a vacation and retirement sick leave benefits, and so on. And none of these things had he had on his former job. In his new job, he was relieved of the back-breaking work he had done for years. He spent his time supervising other employees who used labor-saving cleaning equipment in that state capitol. One day, the governor approached him in the capitol, thanked him for the good job he was doing in cleaning and beautifying the building. Now, this janitor later was surprised to learn how he got the job. A member of the firm that he had worked for 15 years, that had told him, and the firm had told him that he could never do any better, a member of that firm did business with the state capitol, was in the capitol, learned of this job vacancy when it came open, and had quietly recommended him for the job, feeling he deserved better employment. But nothing happened until his wife first began to say, things are going to get better for us financially and our income will increase. Now, after it happened, she continued to say it. She continued to say, things are getting better for us financially and our income will continue to increase. Not knowing about the power there is in casual words, her longtime employer all of a sudden doubled her salary, so that it did happen, you see. Her friends, not understanding any of this, simply shook their heads. And so here is the power of words. You can work miracles in your life and in the lives of other people through your constructive, uplifting words. Friends, in my book, Open Your Mind to Prosperity, be sure and read the chapter about prosperity through the spoken word. Be sure and read in that chapter about how Winston Churchill used this idea, how Franklin Roosevelt used it, how Lewis Howe used it. Many, many famous people have used these same ideas. All right, now friends, tomorrow night we will talk about the picturing power of the mind, how you can be prospered through pictures. We will have a Wheel of Fortune here for you to see, and some treasure maps, I believe, tomorrow night. And if anyone has a Wheel of Fortune or some treasure maps that they would like to display tomorrow night, bring them down. We'll have all the instructions. We'll talk about picturing. And then we'll talk about 10, the magic number of increase tomorrow night, too. Now, in closing, let's just declare, my words are charged with prospering power. Together. My words are charged with prospering power. Good. And for just a moment, let's have a little success meditation. Let's just relax, close our eyes for a moment, and accept this truth about us, this prosperous truth. Now, the prosperous truth about you is that you are a child of the universe, so you dare to prosper. You are a child of fortune, so you dare to prosper. The truth about you is that your words are filled with prospering power. Your words are charged with prospering power. The truth about you is that everything and everybody prospers you now. And you prosper everything and everybody now. The truth about you is you have opened your mind to prosperity. And so you will have a prosperity demonstration within the next 24 hours. I dare to prosper. Together, I dare to prosper. And so you go forth joyously now, because the spirit of success goes before you, making easy and prosperous your way. You do dare to prosper.